CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ride-through portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do that, we'll recognize the pre-net check-ins, any Echolink stations, and any brand-new amateur radio operators. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that's Mill and Prosperity, W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla, there in Travelers Rest. KG4PFI, that's Don, bringing with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, there in Piedmont. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. AA4GH, that is Gus, and he is in the Netherlands tonight, so long way from home. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. KO4RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. N4ASW, that's Tony, bring with him. KQ4JSK, that's Kim there in Asheville. And KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. We appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability. That is exactly what it's there for. And we do have an Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
Okay, net control lock to recognize. KN4RJN, that is John from Brown Summit, and I'm sure he's going to bring us some info on the heavens above. He does that every time, some really good info. And John, just so you know, we've got people going to special places looking to set up to be able to see the Aurora Borealis again tonight. So looking forward to your comments tonight in the right-shoe portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right. This is the RF section of the net. This is Saturday, so we're going to begin with the group Alpha through Delta, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
DJW. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you, everybody on the net.
All right, net control lock to recognize. KK4DMW, that is Rick, bringing with him. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all located in Piedmont. You're sounding good tonight, Rick. Do appreciate you hanging out with us this evening. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave from Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Dave. You're sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. Do we have any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W. In and out. Kilo, Juliet, oh, Bravo, Kilo, India, Jack, and Rocky, KG4BKI. Y'all have a great one and bless you. Said three. Excellent day, everybody.
Okay, there may have been a double with that one. I'm not 100% sure, but if you don't hear your call sign, we want to get you checked in, so we want you to come back to us. Net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4BKI. That's Jack in Rock Hill. Good to have you with us tonight, Jack. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that's going to take us to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX McPatrick. Club here in Penrose, I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4 easing in. Harry in Cantor, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Be sure and stop back by tomorrow night at 9 p.m. and check in with Patrick. I am sure he would appreciate it, and I'm sure that you will enjoy that net as well. And KC4EZN, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. You sounding good, Harry. Do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're having a great weekend. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene. Sounding good from Taylor's this evening, Gene. Appreciate you taking time to check in. Hope your weekend's going well. Let's go ahead and bump it to the India Through Lima group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send MP3s for each one of you.
JW. Kilo, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitoring here.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. This is James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. You sounding good, James. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And KI4LZI, that's Andy. Sounding good from Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. Hope you're having a great weekend. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. If you would, please check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. WW4JET, it's Matthew over here in Northern Pickens County. Good evening, Dave, and thanks for calling the net. No traffic tonight at all.
4DJW. Check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
All right, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WW4JET. That is Matthew in Northern Pickens County. Good to have you with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you're doing well. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello and appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, in Greer. Negative and negative tonight. Over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JD. That's Joe, sounding good from Greer this evening, Joe. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Let's go ahead now and move it up to the Mike Through Papa group. Stations with the first letter. Whoa, wait a minute. We got an Echolink station. Let's go ahead and grab this Echolink station while we've got him. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, Dave. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all on the net. No traffic in the rag to you.
Well, Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA, that is Steven, sounding good out of Greenwood on Echo Link this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Steven. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Now we'll get started with the Mike 3-Papa group. Session with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Again, Kilo Quebec 4, Papa November Foxtrot. That's KQ4, PNF, Brian and Rosman, we negative and negative as well.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM, that is Walt and Edmund. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. You sounded good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KQ4PNF, that is Brian and Rosman, North Carolina. Sounding good from Rosman tonight, Brian. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And we do have Echo Link Station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Julia, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. We'll be negative negative, but listening to the rest of the net. 7-3.
Okay, next one I'd like to recognize. W2MJB, that is Mark, bring with him. KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy there in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight. Mark, do tell Miss Wendy we said hello and hope you guys are having a fantastic weekend. Any other stations in the Mike 3 Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that'll move us on up to the Quebec through Tango group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net. I'll be negative negative, sir.
4DJW, Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I'll meet the end of it there. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom. For DJ Bubba. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Blue and Calpans, negative and negative.
DJ Bubba. Thanks for being here tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Be sitting here reading the mail.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's my neighbor Tom over here in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello and hope you guys are having a fantastic middle of your weekend. And KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. KK4TRJ, that's Bill and Calpins. You sounded good, Bill. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And K4ROW, that's Richard, and he is in Greenville. And you're sounding good, Richard. Do appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Bravo Whiskey. I'm a new user. My name is Jamie, and I'm in Taylor's.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize a new ham radio operator, KQ4SBW. That's Jamie and Taylor's. Jamie, we want to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net and just let you know, in case you didn't know, that we're here every single night of the year, 365 days a year, and we'd appreciate you stopping by every opportunity you get, and welcome to the amateur radio community. Appreciate you taking the time to spend a few minutes with us this evening. And now we're going to move it up to the Uniform through Zulu group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with the letters U through Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
JW. Thanks for calling the net again. Nice to hear you. And I did not see anything last night, unfortunately. The lights were too bright on the roads, I guess. But Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm mobile near Travis Rest. No traffic, no table.
JW. King Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative, but I'm having fun reprogramming the Skywarn frequency change.
JW, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. Negative and negative.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control Lock recognize N4ZLK. That is Shane in Cleveland. And Shane, one thing I learned from a coworker that I used to have up in Charlotte, she took pictures of it when the sky was not completely black. It was had a little red tint to it, but it was mostly black. And she looked at it through the camera on her phone, on her iPhone, and she took pictures of it through the camera. And it made some beautiful, beautiful pictures of the Aurora Borealis. You couldn't see it with the naked eye, but she could see it. So that might be something if you get a break, and you can, not while you're driving, but if you get a break, have opportunity to do that again tonight. And I saw it from other people, not just her, but I saw other people that were doing the same thing. They would look at the sky, and it would be black, and they'd hold their phone up there and look at it through the camera. And you could see. I kind of learned that same trick with infrared. If you've got an infrared and you're programming it, you can look at it through the lens of your camera, an infrared remote control. And if you point it at the IR LED and you press the button, you can see it going off through the lens of your camera, and you can't see it with the naked eye. It's kind of that same kind of a deal there. So if you get an opportunity, maybe do that. N4ZLK, Shane, and... Were you mobile, or no, you in Greenville, Shane?
I had it home. We had a birthday party tonight for my youngest son. And, yeah, my oldest son took a picture, and green showed up on the camera on the picture, but he couldn't see the green in the sky, so that was pretty cool.
Well, there you go. You already knew about it. That is pretty cool. Okay, be careful the rest of the way home, and appreciate your reporting back to us after last night. K4XB, that is Tommy, who is in southern Greenville County, and he's busy programming new Skywarn frequencies. Good luck with that programming, Tommy. Sometimes it can be a little bit challenging. And K04WTQ, that's Greg, sounding good out of Greer, a neighbor of mine over here in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Greg. Hope you're having a wonderful middle of your weekend. Do we have any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Net Control, K4UBD, Jan and Travelers Rest. Checking in, and I'll stick around.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4UBD. That is Jan and Travelers Rest. We'll get you down for comments, Jan, so we will be back to you in just a little bit. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Kilo Bravo 2, Hotel X-ray Sierra, Dave in Greer, negative and negative.
4DJW. Please check in November 4, Alpha, Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative, 73 all.
I hope you and Miss Amy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Metro, North Carolina. Dave, hope you and Miss Amy are well. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4DJW. Again, Aaron Lance. That's Kilo November 4. Uniform Romeo Foxtrot. That's KM4 URF. Marietta, South Carolina. I'm negative, negative.
Sector 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
All right, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KV2HXS. That's David in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're having a wonderful evening, and good luck with the Aurora Borealis chasing this evening. think Amy and I are going to do the same thing after, sometime after tonight. N4AHO, that's Doug in Walhalla. Good to have you with us tonight, Doug. You sounding good. W4IOE, that's it. He's in Fletcher, North Carolina, and he calls the 14664 net tomorrow night before Patrick's net. Patrick's net is at 9, Sid's net is at 8. And Sid's net is on 14664, and Patrick's net is on this frequency. And with Sid's net, you got to use a 91.5 tone. Be sure and check in with him tomorrow night. I'm sure you'll enjoy his net, and I'm sure that he will appreciate having you check in with him tomorrow night. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you and Miss Beverly are having a fantastic weekend. And KN4URF, that's Aaron. And Aaron is in Marietta. Good to have you with us tonight, Aaron. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KO4YHY, that's Jim in Berea. Sounding good tonight, Jim. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in as well. Do you have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W. Hey, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, all on the net. Dave, you got another chance tonight to see the skies.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things SWAT Net, KI4DOS, Gary. Bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They are in Easley. And Gary, yes, and I think Amy and I are going to go out Aurora Borealis chasing this evening after the net, if we can stay up that long. But I didn't know last night. What I know tonight is that you can, if even if the sky is black, you can take a picture of it through your phone. And you can even see it through your phone. You can see where you can't see it with the naked eye, you can see it through your phone. So that's going to be fun. We're going to get out tonight and try and do a little bit of that. Tell Miss Joy we said hello and hope you guys are having a fantastic middle of your weekend. Any other stations, one last call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot. Jim in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
W4DJW. Please check in KQ4LYR, Kilo Quebec 4, Lima, Yankee Romeo, Charles, Simpsonville, negative and negative, we're in the evening, thank you.
Q4EJW, please check in and out this evening, Kilo India 4, Zulu Echo Kilo. My name is Lynn, Lima Yankee, November, November. I'm in Maiden, North Carolina.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize K4JF. That's Jim. He is in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And KQ4LYR, that's Charles in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Charles. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And KI4ZEK, that's Lynn in Maiden, North Carolina. Sounding good from Maiden tonight, Lynn. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Bravo Whiskey. It's Jamie again. I'd like to participate in the roundtable if possible.
Okay, Jamie, I put you down for Rag Chew. You will be second one. It's going to be John's going to be first, you'll be second, and Jan will be third. So, looking forward to it. Got you down for the Rag Chew portion of that, Jamie. Any other stations? One last time, all the way through the alphabet, that let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. WD4DYH. In the process of a rear end brake job. No traffic, no round table. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize WD4DYH. That's Johnny in Traveler's Rest working on a brake job. Good luck with that, Johnny. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're having a good time with that brake job. Hope you don't break anything on the brake job. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so and will now begin the RagChew portion of the net with periodic stops. For check-ins between RagChew and the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN, and that is John. He's in Brown Summit, North Carolina. John? You've got a brand new clean shiny stump. Take it away. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KN4RJN. I am looking at a map, NOAA's Aurora 30-minute forecast for the Northern Hemisphere. And it looks like it is going to graze, just barely, Virginia, maybe North Carolina. Doesn't look like it's going to get as far south as South Carolina. However, they are predicting, they are attempting to predict something that's 93 million miles away. So this is, we might be able to see something down here. I don't know. But the further south it goes right now is at 159 UTC, which is 10:59, so 11 o'clock basically. You might be able to catch a glimpse of it. I'm going to go out and see what I can catch. I'm way too close to city lights to be able to see it naked eye, so I'll do the cell phone trick. But it looks like, yeah, that right now it's covering Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, through there. It looks like it's grazing Virginia. Awful close to North Carolina. The map's kind of small. So you go around between 10 and 11 o'clock, point your cell phone at a black sky towards the north, and you might be able to actually catch something. Who knows? But as far as radio blackouts on the next 3 days, it's 95% chance of a mild to moderate R1 or R2. It's going to be noisy on the daylight side. There's even a 75% chance of a strong or greater radio blackout over the next 3 days. So might have a little problem with the radio. I don't usually turn my radio on during the day, but I did today on a couple of stations. All I heard was static, and then I hooked into the local repeater here and actually got a station, and he said I was coming in clear. I was hearing static on my end. He wasn't on his end, so it's, you know, hit or miss type thing. So that's what's going on in the sky as far as this is concerned. If you didn't see it last night, you might get a chance to see it tonight. Don't know for sure, but there's a chance. So, you know, like I said, between 10 and 11 o'clock, might be able to get something. If you can't see it, point your cameras north, take a picture, and see what you can see. Other than that, sir, I want to back on out of here and send it back to you.
Well, John, we do appreciate that update. I was going to wait till later, but not now. You changed my plans. We will be going out earlier. I was thinking last night it was between 1 and 4. They said it was the best, and I didn't know about the camera trick. And I got up at 3 o'clock, and I looked. I saw nothing but black. But I do have up to an elevation of about 30 degrees. I have a hill in front of my house, so that's why we're going to get in the car and go over to this other place I know of where you can see the southern tip of the Appalachian Mountains. And we're going to look across the Appalachian Mountains to see if we need, that's to the north of us. So I do appreciate your tip about it being 11 o'clock. That means I'll be leaving earlier than I thought I would, which is a good thing. I don't want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning again. But we do appreciate all that you do for keeping track of what's going on in the skies above, John, and appreciate you reporting that back. Everybody enjoys that, I'm sure. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, and Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda, both easily in and out tonight. Again, I'm a little under the weather. You can tell it in my voice, probably. I also want to bring along one of my brothers by telephone relay, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. That's Randall, and he's in Asheville, North Carolina. Hope you're having a good evening, Dave. Thanks for calling in at KC4SKD.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize every other Friday night Net Control operator, KC4SKD. That's Larry in Easley. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda in Easley. And N9TEC. That's Randall in Asheville, North Carolina. Larry, hope you get to feeling better soon. Hate to hear that you're not feeling good, but hopefully this stuff's going to come to an end. I got to doing some cleaning up with my leaf blower, and I got to hacking. I thought I was going to die out there in the yard. I was hacking so much because of all that pollen that it was stirring up. So I feel for you. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you have a better second half of the weekend. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is... Nope, that's too far down. I got to back up. It is KQ4SBW, Jamie and Taylor's. Jamie, you got a slightly used stump, so be careful. Hop up on the stump and give us a shout. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, this is Jamie. I just want to thank everybody for being here and having a net available for to be able to use. Last night I got to view a little bit of the auroras above my house, and we're getting ready to go out tonight to go on top of the hill and see if we can get a better view of it. Thanks, John, for giving us the time so now we don't roll out at 3 o'clock in the morning like Dave was saying. And I just appreciate everything that y'all have, and any advice that you have for a new guy, I very much appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Jamie, it's good to have you hanging around on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. That's a good first step. And the second thing is the only dumb question is a question that you don't ask, right? So if you have questions, if you have anything, be sure that if you have questions, there are other people out there who have the exact same questions. And we've got a lot of people going through training classes, and we've got a lot of people going through taking their tests. So there's a lot of new people out there. And sometimes it takes a while to work up the courage to squeeze the mic. I know it took me 6 months after I got my license to work up the courage to do that. I just listened. I enjoyed listening. I had a good time doing that. I know Andy did that for years before he squeezed the mic, or before he got his license and squeezed the mic. He listened on a scanner. So it is easy to fall into that trap where you don't squeeze that mic. So we appreciate you hanging around, Jamie. And my only advice to you as a new amateur radio operator is jump in there. Jump in the water. The water's fine, right? Ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions, and know that other people will benefit from you asking questions. What else you got for us tonight, Jamie?
That's it for tonight. Thank you very much, Dave. KQ4SBW 73.
Okay, looking forward to hearing you on the net, and maybe catch you on HF as well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is K4UBD, Kilo 4 Uniform Bravo Delta. That is Jan. She's in Traveler's Rest. Jan, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
K4UBD, greetings. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to doing a better job at capturing some photos of the Aurora Borealis. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good. I had a chance to attend the road show on Highway 176 in Hendersonville this morning, and they had a Vera FM demonstration, which was absolutely fascinating.
Well, I've heard of that, but I haven't seen that myself, so I'm looking forward to it. I've had other hams tell me that I need to get that. I need to get my hands on that and try it out, because it is very interesting. I'm glad you had the opportunity to do that. Would you recommend it?
No other reason than to just be able to see another mode of communication. And it takes surprisingly little equipment, and it's just amazing to me that you can send emails over radio waves without the internet.
That is one of the advantages to amateur radio, and you can do that. You can send text messages, emails, voicemails. You can send data. You can send slow scan TV. They actually have a slow scan TV, which means pictures. They actually have a slow scan TV pictures net before SIDS net. SIDS net is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night on 146.64 with a pale tone of 91.5. And an hour before that, sometimes, not every single night, but every single Sunday night, but a lot of Sunday nights, they have a slow scan TV where you're actually sending pictures through airwaves. No internet, right? Nothing like having no wires connected, right? Everything's wireless. And that's kind of fun, too. And then there's fast scan TV, which is like closed caption TV. You can do that, too. There used to be a guy that that had a repeater for doing that. You could send your pictures back and forth with very, very low power through a repeater, and you could be looking at each other and talking to each other at the same time. That was pretty cool, too, Jan.
Absolutely fascinating to me. I enjoyed it so much, and I'll definitely be trying to do some of that in the near future.
Well, that's good. Glad that you came by and reported that to us. And if you do get the opportunity to install it and use it, do report back to us and let us know how it does.
Thank you for letting me comment.
All right, Jan, hope you have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Or is that okay?
Go ahead, Shane.
JWN4ZLK. I just wanted to make a comment if I could.
Go right ahead. The stump's all yours.
I was going to let you know, you may have seen a lot of the pictures from last night. I'm not sure, but I was headed south, you know, about 9:30 last night. And a bunch of the guys down in Georgia that I've talked to on my way down there, they got a lot of pictures around 10:30 or so. Have you seen anything like that from last night?
Yes. The social media that I subscribe to is jam-packed full of them. Some of them were really beautiful. I mean, bright. I did see one that came from somebody up in the Arctic Circle, so looking straight up. And, you know, depending on the altitude, there are different colors, how high it is, how many miles it is above the surface, and what it's composed of, right, the chemical that it's composed of, it changes colors. And I saw one of them, Shane, that had three different colors. I don't remember which three they were, but three different colors in the same picture. It was just beautiful. It's out of this world, but it's really in this world.
I was just going to offer to send you some if you hadn't seen them. I figured you did, but they got some amazing shots. And then my cousins in England, one of them is an amateur astronomer. And, of course, he already knew about it. He was out there yesterday, and they got some beautiful shots directly overhead. You know, they're higher latitude, and their colors are more green and white. The ones that I've seen from over here were more the pink and the reds with a little bit of green in it.
Well, the ones I saw most of were from around here, 6 Mile and Charlotte. I saw a bunch of them from 6 Mile, a bunch of them from Charlotte. I saw a few from Washington State. I got a friend out in Washington State that was posting them. And theirs were green and red, but they were kind of faded. They weren't as vivid as the ones from 6 Mile and the ones from Charlotte. The ones from Charlotte were really vivid. They were beautiful. And then the one that I saw that somebody posted that was from the Arctic Circle was extremely vivid. And my wife actually thought somebody had done some enhancement on it because it was so beautiful.
And about the ones down from Northwest Georgia, they were just brilliant red and pink, just with some splashes going through them. It's really beautiful. I might send you a couple. I'm just in case you'd be interested. But anyway, that was my comment. But yeah, I could not see a thing. I missed the whole thing. So I was a little disappointed.
Well, maybe you can get out tonight and look if you have time. If you're not too busy with other stuff, maybe you can do the camera trick. Now that I wish I had known about that last night, I would have tried that at 3 o'clock in the morning. I might have had something good, but I would have had to walk to the top of the street. And there's a house up there, and they've been wondering, what is this car doing parked in front of my house at 3 o'clock in the morning? I didn't want to do that. Anyway, yeah, go ahead and send them if you have them. Go ahead and send them. They're beautiful. So nothing, no extra bandwidth required on for pictures like that. You got anything else for us tonight?
Just had a good time with my youngest son's birthday. He turned 25 on the 3rd, and family all got together, enjoyed that time with the grandkids, and always, of course, good to see the family. So, but we'll try to get out tonight, and thank you very much again for calling the net. It seems like you do it a lot. We really appreciate it. And welcome to Jamie and any other new hams out there. It's a lot of fun. It's a good hobby and a lot of nice people out here. So I'll turn it back to you, and good night to everyone.
All right, Shane, we'll have a safe trip the rest of the way in. Do appreciate you throwing that out there, and I'm looking forward to seeing those pictures. Have a safe trip the rest of the way, and happy birthday to your youngest son. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Well, hell's the guy. I don't know. I believe, the way I understand, she was new in the hobby. She might want to know more about that bear or about certain things about the bands. K-I-4-L-Z-I.
Okay, Andy, well, we do appreciate that. And like I said, any question is reasonable, right? If you got the question, anybody else, well, a lot of other people, a lot of new people that are in here, and some of them haven't even keyed up on their mic yet, and you know who you are. So, yeah, be sure and throw that out there. And hopefully when she checks back in with us with what she learned after trying it, that'll share some more information, Andy.
For LZI. When it comes to this sending messages via radio, it can be done many ways. That varies part of it, but packet's one thing, and there's a number of packet repeaters around in the area, on 2 meters around in this area, where you can do it via VHF packet. And there's some spaces, some frequencies down on HF where you can do it, but thing about doing it with HF, you got to think about your bandwidth, how much bandwidth you're taking up down there. And you have to be kind of more careful about doing it with HF, but it can be done. But that wind link and that bear, all that, it can be done HF or VHF. But there's still a lot I don't know, but I know from others around here, like Chad, he does a lot of that kind of thing through packet, he does, and there's a number of packet repeaters around in the area around here, and that'd be one way for Jan. I assume she's just a technician that just got started to kind of start with. Back to you, KI4LZI.
Well, yeah, Andy, AFSK, amateur radio frequency shift keying, FSK, does take up quite a bit of bandwidth, but it goes really fast. It's like you can either have a lot of bandwidth and a short transmission burst, because a lot of guys, I don't know if you noticed it, but when they key up, you hear a k, and then they start talking. And when they unkey, you hear a k. And what that is AFSK sending out their call sign. And so every time they key and unkey, they're legal. They're identifying their station, but it's very brief. But like you said, it's really wide. Whereas you can go the opposite direction, like PSK is very narrow, but it's long. It takes a long time to send the message. You can send it in real time. You don't even have to wait. It's not even storing forward like email. It is, you can send it and receive it at the same time because it's on different areas of the same 3K bandwidth. You can send probably 20 messages in that one 3K bandwidth, but it does take a little bit longer because it's so narrow. But anyway, appreciate you throwing that out there, Andy, because more people know about it, the more they'll use, the more interesting it is to them, and the more fun they'll have. So appreciate that, Andy. You got anything else for us this evening?
KI4LZI. The only other thing I guess I got about it is when it comes to the all this solar activity. It's nice to look at, but where I live at in this hole here, I'd never see that part of it, but I kind of listen around. I have the past day to more the news on HF. It's certainly affecting things. I can tell you that right now. Now, whether it'll come down low enough to affect things here and down on UHF, which we use a lot over here, I don't know at this point in time, but it's certainly affecting the HF. Back to you, KI4LZI.
Well, that is true. It does have other side effects, like overloading the grid. And there was one, when I first heard about it, the guy that I was listening to was on the news, and he was saying he didn't unplug. He went through the circuit breakers on his washer and dryer and his stove. The things that have electronic components in it, you know, like a micro processor board. Because it can, if you get a surge through the grid, it can knock out some of those controllers. And if you don't know how to fix it, you know, that could get expensive. So he went and flipped all his, a lot of his, not all of them, but a lot of his circuit breakers off just because, yeah, there are other side effects. But so far for us, the only thing I've seen, I was listening today on crossband repeat on this repeater just to hear if I could hear other 6-1 repeaters or 6-1 operators in other states north of us bouncing off of the curtain to come back in. And I did hear it bringing up the repeater several times, and I couldn't hear, it didn't last long enough. It wouldn't hold it up so that if, even if it was somebody that was talking and it was bouncing it off of that, the ions that are traveling through the atmosphere, which VHF, you know, isn't really good for bouncing, right? It's what they call a cloud burner. It'll burn right through, but all of that activity, it'll bounce. And you can talk to them. Well, part of it will bounce, not 100% of it, but some of it will bounce. That's why we were being told last night by Don that it sounds like a whisper. And it sounds like a wobbling whisper if you can talk to people by bouncing your signal off of that. It's not like we're talking right now. But the only side effects that I've seen so far, Andy, are improvements in VHF communications and some wonderful pictures on the internet. That's the only side effects that are visible to me so far, Andy.
I hadn't listened as much today as I do sometimes, so I wasn't. No, I've done quite a bit last night and whatnot on the HF here, and boy, it's really tearing things up down there. But I'm just glad to know this is a natural phenomenon and not another power somewhere from somewhere else in the world trying to create a problem. I'm glad it's natural, and hope it don't create a natural EMP, because as you say, it can, but at least there's no, if something similar should happen, I know it ain't due to somebody else somewhere else. Back to you, KI4LZI.
Okay, Andy. Well, we do appreciate it when you jump in there and share your experiences with us. We appreciate it when everybody does that. So appreciate that, Andy. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet? Call W4DJW.
I'm sorry. W4DJW, Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize AA1RD. That's Bob in Piedmont. Good to have you as night, Bob. You make number 60, and I was going to go until I got a 60. So now I have permission to close the net. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. One last call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW.
Hope you can hear me, and I've been checking in out Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. Also, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November, my wife Sabrina. We're chasing our portal boy at the moment. Please check us in and out.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize Portable, KJ4UHX, that's Jamie. Bring with him KJ4YLN, that's Miss Sabrina there in Chesney. You're making a good trip on the Portable there tonight, Jamie. You're 100% readable. It does have some white noise in there, but I can read you completely every single word. So tell Miss Sabrina we said hello and hope you guys are having a fantastic middle of the weekend. Hope you're doing well. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Comment, please.
Go ahead.
This is KN4RJN. I posted that map that I was looking at on my QRZ page. If you go to my QRZ page and go down to Aurora Forecast and click on that link, you can look at that map and see what the timing of that thing will be. Just thought I'd let you know. KN4RJN, clear.
Okay, John, I pulled it up while you were talking, and I'm seeing a whole bunch of links. Aurora Forecast is the bottom one, all the way down to the bottom. And there it is. That is cool. Appreciate you doing that. Anybody who wants to see that forecast, go to John's QRZ page. John's call sign is KN4RJN, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, KN4RJN. Plug that in, go to his site, go to the bottom link, And there's your Aurora 30-minute forecast. Thank you very much, John. Anything else?
KN4RJN, no, sir. You have a good evening. KN4RJN clear.
All right, John. Appreciate that. That's a very nice link you've got there. And appreciate you for sharing that with all of us this evening. Any other stations or any questions about John's link, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW.
So there is a lot of static. I didn't get your call sign. I wasn't prepared. That's my fault, not yours. So a little bit slower because there is a lot of static. And elevate your voice just a little bit more to get a little bit higher over the static, and I really want to get your call sign in there.
Understood. Thank you for that feedback. This is KQ4KIK.
Was that whiskey? I heard whiskey 4 in the beginning, but then I heard JIK. I've got a Kilo Golf 4 JIA. That's Dennis. That's not you. Give it to me one more time. I'll promise you I'm going to get it this time.
Being on a handheld, I'm doing the best I can. Kilo Quebec 4, Kilo India Kilo. Brant,
B-R-A-N-T,
and Fletcher.
All right, we have it from Fletcher. Fletcher's hard to get in, even on a mobile rig. So you're doing good on that handheld, Brant. B-R-A-N-T, Brant. You're doing good. We do have you checked in. Net Control Electric recognized. KQ4KIK, Brant, in Fletcher, North Carolina, on a handheld. We have you checked in. Appreciate that, Brant. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, check out my signal. It sounds like you're on a handheld as well. Check out my signal. Move around until you get the highest level of my signal you can find, and then hold it still right there in that position when you try it one more time, because you brought it up. And then it dropped right back down. And I heard you talk a little bit, but I just heard a couple of words. So while I'm talking, hunt for the strongest signal you can find from my voice, and then try it one more time, holding it in that position.
Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo.
Okay, that is Wayne in Etowah. Is that correct?
Roger, I'm portable on the Blue Ridge Parkway, and it's like Grand Central Station here, people hoping to see lights.
Well, Wayne, we do appreciate you sharing that with us and appreciate your patience with me. Net Control Electric recognized KQ4GIK. That's Wayne, who is up on the Blue Ridge Parkway with friends, with a lot of other friends, trying to get pictures of the Aurora Borealis. Be safe out there, Wayne, and do appreciate you checking in with us this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
WKB2HXS mobile now.
So, David, did you hear, John? It's going to be at 11 o'clock. It's going to peak in this area. If we get any of it, it's going to be 11 o'clock, and you'll probably have to view it through your camera lens.
Well, we're at the intersection of Highway 14 and where Old 14 comes in by that car lot, and it's a pretty nice clearing here if anybody's interested.
You're on 14 at a car lot, a car lot on 14. Is it past Mount Lebanon Road, or is it further north than Mount Lebanon Road, or further south than Mount Lebanon?
It's definitely past Mount Lebanon. It's where Old 14 comes in. There's a car lot on the corner here.
Okay. I don't know if Amy and I will get that far out or not, but we might ride up there. Might see you up there if we get that far, if we make it that far. We might just stop over there at O'Neill Church and try to get some pictures from there. But we'll see. Anyway, appreciate you filling us in. Anything else?
Oh, that's it. That's it. If you come this way, just give me a text. I'll be out of the vehicle. KB2HXS 73. Thanks.
Roger, roger. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night, same time, same frequency, where KO4HKX Patrick will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm sure he'd appreciate you checking in with him tomorrow evening. I'm sure you'll enjoy it as well. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, good night.
KB2HXS.
And yes, by about 5 to 8 minutes ago, KI4LZI.
All right, very good. I just wanted to catch Dave real quick. W4DJW, still on frequency.